I just wish he'd stop it. When you're under constant attack, you cry out for God to intervene to end the long misery. When God deposed King Saul, David was anointed to be king of Israel. Well, Saul didn't go quietly. Instead, he pursued David with spears for 10 years. So, what lessons was God teaching David? And perhaps you and me? Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer's current series is about When You've Been Wronged. Saul threw spears at David and pursued him for 10 long years. Today, why God may leave us as vulnerable as he left David so long ago.
It is my firm conviction, having ministered for so long, and some of you know how long that really is, don't you? It is my firm conviction that there are some people that God wants to simply have live in pain, in pain. But it's to bring about brokenness. I was thinking about that this morning. Brokenness may be more important in God's sight than success. Ouch, that hurt. Some time ago, I was having breakfast with a friend of mine who actually is in another state, and he was telling me about his marriage. It was a terrible story. Living with a woman who, perhaps because of abuse when she was young, was exceedingly critical, exceedingly difficult to live with, the kind that everything that you basically do is wrong. You remember that old joke? If a tree falls in the forest, I think I just mistold that joke. I got it now that you laughed long enough. If a man says something in the forest and his wife isn't there to hear it, is he still wrong? They can have company over and everything is sweet and wonderful. But when the company leaves, the criticism begins. I was listening to him and I thought to myself, I don't know. I don't know how I could put up with that. But then he said this. He said, you know that all of my life I've been a very impatient person. I couldn't listen to people who had problems in their marriage or with their children or whatever. I just said, you know, get with it, work it out, and get going. He said, now I have a listening ear because I have a broken heart. Only pain will do that. And for some people, it's circumstances, it's health. For other people, it's people. Impossible, obnoxious people. Brokenness. Secondly, patience. 10 long years. What was David doing in these 10 years as he ran from cave to cave? He was writing psalms. Do you know that if David hadn't had this experience, we'd have missed this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. We also might have missed this. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret yourself. It tends only to evil, for evildoers will be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. He wrote about more than a dozen psalms during that period of time. How could David have the reputation of being the world's most famous and universal comforter? Through what he went through with Saul, but he would not touch the Lord's anointed. I remember going through a difficult time in my own life. There was pain in my heart because of something that had happened. And I remember getting a schedule and reading through the book of Psalms every single month, reading 5 or 6 psalms a day. I read like that for over a year, every single month through the book of Psalms. Every time I saw new insights, every time I would look into the life of David and I would be encouraged. How could David have done that? Unless God had put a Saul over him, and a Saul who irritated him, and a Saul who had oil on his forehead but a spear in his pocket. It is patience. But also, I think, triumph. You know, when David was installed as king, he could really say, I'm here because God did this. I didn't manipulate to become king. I didn't set forth my hand to touch the Lord's anointed. I didn't try to work this thing out so that I would get what I want. God, I'm yours. The kingdom is yours. Let Saul have it for as long as you will. My times are in thy hand. By the way, it was when he was fleeing from Saul, he said, it is better to fall into the hands of God than the hands of men. And that's how it happened, folks. Triumph. Jesus is the greatest example. He could have called 10,000 angels. He says, do you not know that I could speak a word, he said, and 10 legions of angels would come and deliver me. Talk about somebody who could be out from under the spear throwers. But he makes one of the most amazing statements. This statement takes my breath away every time I quote it. It's from the Gospel of Luke. When they come to take Jesus, he says these astounding words to his captors, to his spear throwers. He says, this hour and the power of darkness today is yours. Wow. Today, you win. And there he hung on the cross, allowing evil to triumph. And there on the cross, evil triumphs. I need to emphasize today, by the way, I was going to do that earlier, that I'm not talking about abuse taking place in your home. If you are a parent and someone is abusing your children or you know of abuse, you must report it. I'm not talking about that kind of situations. And by the way, for those of you who are listening who are child abusers, I have a word for you today. It comes directly from God. Stop it! Stop it! Speaking today about the triumph of what God does in our lives when he puts people next to us who have the heart of King Saul. Jesus said, this hour and the power of darkness is yours. He hangs on the cross, he dies, but he's raised again in triumph, in victory. Every principality and every power and every name that is named is now under his feet. And he is Lord of all, he is King, and he is God. Let's let God exalt us. Let's let God exonerate us. Let us let God break us. That out of the depths of our experience, we might find his grace while living in pain. Adelaide Pollard, 1907, I believe, here in Chicago, was at a prayer meeting, and somebody prayed in the prayer meeting, Lord, have your way with us. And she went home that night and said, wow, what a statement, Lord, have your way with us. And so she wrote a song. I think I remember the first stanza. It goes like this. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, wait, I say, on the Lord. Advice from David in a cave. Let's pray. Our Father, today we pray that you might make us comforters, that you might break us, that you might, Lord God, pour grace into our pain. We pray today that you might help us to represent you and your gospel and give to you the people that are out there who would do us harm. How many of you say today, Pastor Lutzer, I have somebody I have to give to God today. I have a situation, let's put it that way. I have a situation I have to give to God. Would you raise your hand, please? Throughout the whole bottom, in the balcony, too. I'm looking in the balcony, too. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, take these situations, mold us, make us, break us after your will while we are waiting. Yielded and still. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. Of course, these messages were preached here at the Moody Church to a large audience, a large congregation. And I'm so grateful that many people made decisions to give to God those spear throwers that the Lord sometimes allows into our lives, the kinds of people that are very, very difficult, full of jealousy and anger, people who would delight in doing us harm, in seeing us humiliated. And God does that to rid us of that sense of ownership and that sense of pride that all of us have, to bring us to the point where we recognize that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So as we conclude this particular message, of course the series continues, but this particular message is coming to an end, I want to ask you today, are you willing to give it all to God? To so yield to Him on those issues that pain your heart, that you will discover that He will bear for you the burdens that you cannot bear. Do it, my friend, right now.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, concluding Dodging Spears, the fifth of eight messages in a series on what to do when you've been wronged. If another believer defrauds you, don't call your attorney. Instead, listen tomorrow as Erwin Lutzer talks about Christians in the courtroom. Our current series can be yours in book form as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about when you've been wronged. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.